From January 31st to February 4th, more than 1,500 corporate leaders and their political allies will be gathering in New York City for the meeting of the World Economic Forum. The annual meeting, held in Davos, Switzerland since 1971, was moved to New York City this year due in part to growing protests in recent years at the Swiss Alps ski resort by groups opposed to the forum's agenda promoting corporate-led globalization. Over the years, discussions at the World Economic Forum have spawned the creation of controversial institutions such as the World Trade Organization and have supported free trade economic policies. Much as has occurred at other recent global summit meetings, thousands of labor, environmental, and student activists from the U.S. and around the world are planning to greet the elite delegates as they come to New York for the forum, with protests, street theater, and teach-ins. Between the Lines, Scott Harris spoke with Michael Dolan, Deputy Director of Public Citizens Global Trade Watch, who discusses the history of the World Economic Forum, the planned protests, and the concern that in the post-September 11th environment in New York City, police may not tolerate dissent and label those engaged in direct action as terrorists.
It's a ruling class caucus, essentially, Scott. It's an elite member-based institution. It's funded by approximately 1,000 multinational corporations. Some of them pay as much as $300,000 per year for the privilege. They gather in a sort of a clubby kind of an environment, and then they hatch plans that relegate or subordinate civil society values, labor, environment, sustainability, consumer, human rights, and all that, subordinate all those values to their bottom line geopolitical interests and their corporate interests. So that's what the World Economic Forum is. We'll be there, Public Citizens Global Trade Watch. A lot of different organizations are mobilizing to confront the World Economic Forum there. We certainly expect the top brass of the Bush administration to go to New York to be a part of the welcome, a part of the discussions. Bush and Cheney, O'Neill, probably Robert Zoellick, the United States Trade Representative, and we're going to take the opportunity in the streets of New York and in parallel fora in Manhattan to describe our critique of the World Economic Forum, but also to petition our government for the redress of grievances relating to the very neoliberal economic model. So we will be there, and I encourage your listeners to mark your calendars for a few days of critique and to proclaim our critique loudly to the press and to the policy and corporate elites in New York City.
Now, Mike Dolan, you described the decision by the World Economic Forum organizers of coming to New York City as a brilliant PR strategy.
Yep.
Do you mean that there is some thought on the organizers' part that the protests that they've encountered in Switzerland may not be tolerated or permitted in New York given the tragic events of September 11th?
That's exactly what I mean. I think they've really in many ways set a trap for this movement, for the anti-globalization movement. And all the summit stalking that's gone on since the battle in Seattle over 2 years ago against the World Trade Organization, there's always been some rowdiness, some property destruction at the periphery, requiring police to chase protesters and, black-clad anarchists, around and all the rest. Well, by going to New York in the aftermath of the events of September, at a time when really the New York City Police Department is incredibly popular and nationally, even globally, it creates the opportunity for enormous sympathy for them having to deal with protesters, and it could have the effect of further marginalizing the anti-globalization movement. So it's imperative for us to maintain really peaceful, explicitly nonviolent protests. No less dramatic, no less creative, no less militant, but in no way should we try to engage the New York City Police Department. The press will marginalize us. The corporate elites will marginalize this movement. And after the loss on Fast Track, that very narrow vote on Fast Track, after the launch of the World Trade Organization ministerial in November, and certainly after the events of September, it could be a public relations catastrophe for this movement to get, you know, further marginalized. It's very important that we get out there and prove that we're as broad and wide and deep and sophisticated a movement as we have always been, and that we do not allow ourselves to be marginalized by the mainstream media.
Mike, when it comes to the goals of the opponents of the neoliberal policies and the work of the World Economic Forum, what are those goals? What do people want to accomplish? What's the message they want to send out?
First of all, there's going to be a lot of noise about the war. The basic critique obviously being that it is in fact the real-life effects of the neoliberal model. The social injustice, the growing income gap globally, haves and haves not, that has caused so much of the animosity towards the United States, for example. And so looking at the real causes of terrorism, of the war, making the link between militarism and the neoliberal model is going to be one piece of the agenda. Second, we'll be calling on those political elites to forswear a flawed and failed a free trade model. Additionally, it's important that we frame our critique of the World Economic Forum and the neoliberal model within a context of the search for alternatives and what another world will look like. In fact, the local organizing in New York is gathering around this this notion of another world is possible. And the AWIP, Another World is Possible, the AWIP coalition in New York, arising out of the Direct Action Network and the Independent Media Center, as well as your usual collection of NGOs that look at this, including Public Citizens Global Trade Watch, will be having press conferences beforehand, panels and plenaries throughout, marches, vigils, and rallies on the street, and then, as I say, ending up with some summary events which will proclaim not only our critique of the World Economic Forum and its agenda, but also our search for alternatives, the alternatives that we are recommending to the policy elites as well as to the mainstream media.
That was Michael Dolan, Deputy Director of Public Citizens Global Trade Watch. Contact Public Citizen by calling area code 202-546-4996. Or visit their website at www.tradewatch.org. You've been listening to Between the Lines, a weekly program presenting news and analysis of critical issues affecting our region, the nation, and the world. Between the Lines is produced by WPKN Radio's Public Affairs and News Departments. If you have suggestions for topics and guests, or would like a cassette copy of today's program, please contact Between the Lines by calling area code 203-331-9756. Or write to Between the Lines, care of WPKN Radio, 244 University Avenue, Bridgeport, Connecticut, 06604. You can also visit our website at www.btlonline.org. Our theme music was written and performed by Mika Tuck. This week's program was produced by Scott Harris, with the assistance of Anna Manzo, Denise Manzari, Harry Monat, Bob Nixon, Melinda Tuhus, and Jeff Yates. For Between the Lines, I'm Archibald Currie.